Tony. Good morning, Mark. Okay, yesterday. Okay, so yesterday, everyone, we talked about the color of tshuva being white and the metaphor of Yeshaya of laundering wool. And we mentioned Katsemer Yehu, that it's a process that takes a lot of effort, as we know. It's a process that's incremental. One round facilitates the next round. And it's part of our daily routine. It shouldn't be seen as something, oh, I've got to do tshuva because of a fall or a break. You don't launder your clothing because you're in crisis. You launder your clothing because it's part of your daily hygiene and daily maintenance. Unexamined life is not worth living, says Socrates. So we feel the same way before Socrates. We think about our lives on a daily basis, just like we're launder our clothing. Well, what about snow? What is snow, kiddo? It's a little harder. Michelle Gelbina. What about tshuva is likened to snow? So I think there are two aspects. One is it's the antithesis of laundering wool. There's no work involved. Human beings don't produce snow. You wake up one morning and there's snow drifts and it falls from Shemayim. And there's nothing you can manufacture, no effort, no work. And I talked about this earlier in the year, that it's legitimate as much as, and this is one of the great ironies of tshuva, there are, as we already talked about in Rosh Hashanah, that's how much of the power and the glory of Rosh Hashanah is because there are three or four dichotomies that aren't meant to be resolved. The same thing with tshuva. Tshuva is an implementation of freedom of choice. That's why the Rambam places B'chira Moshes at the heart of tshuva. It's the freedom not just to choose about the outside world, but the freedom to craft the inner world. It's the freedom not just to choose the future, but the freedom to recreate the past. So there's nothing more audacious, or no more audacious implementation of freedom of choice than tshuva. And it's a human act, and human beings have to perform it. It's all B'chira Moshes. That's the price of freedom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you freedom and autonomy. We're the only creature with freedom of choice. The price is we have to carry the burden of tshuva. But at some point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to ask Him for help in tshuva. Remember, I talked about this amount. Even though we have to open our hearts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help us open our hearts. This is one of the reasons that we recite Hashem Hashem, Kan Lefnei Tshuva, Kan Le'achar Tshuva. The Rachamim Le'achar Tshuva is obvious, but the Rachamim Le'achar Tshuva is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us in the tshuva process. How does He help us in the tshuva process? Hundreds of ways. You can think about it. He helps you davening. He judges you in a proper way. He waits for you to... HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot perform tshuva for us. It's fundamentally impossible. But He can facilitate the process and He can participate in the process. And that's what the metaphor of snow connotes. This is a tshuva that Hashem creates. Not the complete tshuva, but Kashel Gelbino, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, help me in this process. Whatever that means. Help me daven. Help me find you. Help me avoid my Shavuot Zaros. Help me be stronger. You'd think that you're not allowed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. You want to be a big boy. You want freedom of choice. Carry the consequences. But you're allowed to ask for Hashem's help, even during the tshuva process, even though it's meant to be your burden and your response, your mission to carry tshuva. That's one metaphor of snow that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing at least part of the assistance. The second metaphor for snow is as follows. Unlike wool, when you launder wool, you're actually changing its color. Before you launder it, it's black, brown or black or dirty, red in this case. When you launder it, you transform its color from red or black or dirt into white. Snow doesn't transform anything. The ground underneath the white snow still remains brown, dark, black, whatever the color of the ground was. The snow doesn't change the color of the ground. It just provides a gleam. It provides a plate that looks pure and glistening and bright. Nothing has really changed. In fact, in a few weeks or a few days or a few hours, the more you are, the snow will melt. The snow is like cover-up. You're covering up the black and the dirt with white. And sometimes we're able to launder our sins and launder our personalities and change who we are. Sometimes we're not. Or parts of our personality we're not able to change. And we're allowed to ask Hashem, I'll tell you what, Hashem, I'm not able to change those, but I love you and I want you to love me deep enough, let's cover it up. I want you to cover up my sins with love, with a relationship. And you'll find that that's what relationships are built upon. No relationship is perfect. But the deeper the love and the deeper the commitment, the more you're willing to look aside, the more you're willing to cover up, look aside, different ways, but it's the same concept, not to transform, but just to accept. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, you reach a point where we say, Hashem, I'm not able to launder it and to transform the color, but put some snow on top of it and let our relationship be strong enough that you're able to look aside or to cover up. There's a very powerful line in the davening of Yom Kippur, V'al kol tesha'ai techaseh ahava. I want the love to cover our sins. Doesn't mean that means that you're conceding the fact you're not able to transform those sins, but you're asking for there to be some, either let's look away from it, or let's cover it up with love. And that's what snow connotes, that wool doesn't. Wool is actual transformation. Snow is a cover. Those are the two aspects that Yeshaya is alluding to in snow. Number one, Hashem's help. Snow is not a human effort. Number two, it's a cover, it's a plate, rather than a transformation. Shkar Moshe, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.